Your first million is the most predictable. If you disagree, this video is for you. How many times have you heard that if you want to get to the top, it is about passion, working hard, and being lucky? The world is a complex place. On a daily basis, things happen that we have no explanation for.
GameStop.
Wall Street Bets.
The world is divided into winners and losers.
A new evolution that could fundamentally change life on our planet.
Which is really driving this.
And even for highly educated individuals, there is no guarantee that they will join the ranks of the seven-figure net worth club. The odds of becoming a millionaire at some point are between 5% and 40%, depending on whether you obtain a bachelor's or a master's degree and whether you're white, black, Hispanic, or something else. And the older you get, the more you approach retirement, the greater your chances of becoming a millionaire thanks to compound returns. Great, right? So trust the education system. Get an average job you're passionate about, and most importantly, give it lots of time. But what if you don't have time to waste? What if some percentage point probability of becoming a millionaire is not enough? What if you trust that it is better to work because you want to work, not because you have to, in order to sustain yourself? What if you quickly want to establish a baseline of wealth that will enable you to either retire early in your 30s, when you are actually able to enjoy your wealth, or pursue moonshot projects, build a powerful empire, and put a massive dent into the universe?
The good news is,
it is possible. In fact, contrary to popular belief, making your first $1 million is the most predictable. And after watching this video, I trust that you will wholeheartedly agree. During my previous video, we already learned that high salary positions pay us more than we are worth in the early years of our career, in order to pay us less than we are worth in the later stages of our career. Pretty beta move. That's why you should only consider career options that include revenue or equity participation potential relatively early on. If that sounds completely foreign, watch my previous video, The Boring Path to 1 Million Net Worth Before 35. Also, stick until the end of this video in order to win a personalized coaching plus $100 cash to start your first side venture. You should be looking for so-called participation events in careers, mechanisms that provide for significant monetary upside potential on top of your base salary. Which career paths offer attractive participation events? The following 3.5. Firstly, front office finance jobs, either sell side or buy side. Participation events come in the shape of either successfully closed positions, for example in hedge funds and sales and trading, or successfully executed transactions, for example in VC and PE. That means working in retail banking and helping average Joes and Janes take loans in order to acquire their favorite Volkswagen does not count. Here's the finance areas you can consider. In order of decreasing priority, you're welcome. Hedge funds, private equity and VC, investment banking, sales and trading, asset management, research. In that order. Feel free to flip PE and VC and hedge funds if you love transactional work. If you follow these careers, you can very well expect a net worth development curve as outlined in my Excel calculation, which can be downloaded in the description below and dedicate your 30s to becoming a stunt double of The Rock. The options of constructing logical career paths in these areas are virtually endless. Some common paths are investment banking, then to PE and VC, investment banking, then to hedge funds, sales and trading, then to hedge funds, research, then to sales and trading, investment banking, until you turn from a chimp to a PMD gorilla. By the way, it has been proven in multiple tests that the probability of becoming an MD increases significantly by liking and commenting this video. So please like and comment this video. It will also help us get picked up by the YouTube algorithm. Secondly, tech and startup jobs that give you the option to participate in the startup success through mechanisms like ESOPs or VSOPs. The participation event is constituted by the successful sale of your equity shares. If you now say, "Great, let me do that," there's two mistakes you need to be aware of. Firstly, working at a FANG company is not necessarily the preferred choice. Even though big tech companies like Google, Facebook, and Apple are able to pay the most because they are the most profitable and have the largest market caps, it is not easy to clear $1 million even with restricted stock units given out by these companies. Because you will not get a 300k to 500k base salary right out of college, because chances are you're neither an engineer nor middle to upper management. RSUs vest, so for a company like Google, you only get to sell one quarter of your RSUs each year. And lastly, you need to time it right in order to take advantage of a high share price. Secondly, don't get enticed by equity. Equity is useful only if an IPO or trade sale is likely at some point. That is the participation event when your shares turn into actual cash. 3% in a consulting business you work for sounds great when you tell it to your secret long-term crush at your next high school reunion. But chances are it's going to stay worthless in lack of an IPO or trade sale. In this case, what you want to aim for is cash flow or revenue shares, for example, of a new division, and that would usually be around 1 to 10% depending on your contribution and the company size. If you're on Team Conquer, you'd rather own a nice revenue share in a döner kebab chain than an equity share in a multinational consulting business. Thirdly, sales jobs, especially B2B sales, where your total compensation is composed of a base salary and a juicy commission on high-value product services you sell. In this case, each product or service sold is a participation event. Compensation in sales is typically determined by your sales quota. One model frequently applied in B2B SaaS is the 10% 10% model. 10% of your quota is paid out as a base salary. 10% is commission based. So if your sales quota is $1 million per year, your OTE, on target earnings, is $200,000. Skilled salespeople with higher commission based pay frequently make much more than that. How to choose the right sales job? Consider firstly your industry of interest. Secondly, long-term job outlooks, as well as thirdly, the type of compensation when choosing your job. But why did I say 3.5? As I explained in my previous video, consulting does make the list too. But you need to get out at latest after 4 years. Beyond that, your opportunity costs grow because the path to revenue participation in consulting is too long while your salary at this point is too low. Also, we're talking about strategy or management consulting. IT consulting definitely doesn't make the list. Now, on to the most important part. You now understood. These are all participating careers, which are your key to unlocking 1 million liquid asset net worth in your 20s or 30s. You now understood, if you're over 25, you should never work a job again, either participating career or start a business or both. You now understood if these are not fun to you, you are free to venture out on your own or, even worse, work out of necessity for the rest of your life and die average. But you can do so much more. What are the biggest other levers you have to increase your net worth? Side venture, investing, and several other levers that I mentioned in my video, how to reach $1 million US net worth before 35. So make sure to review this video and take notes for your 10-year master plan. We operate this channel in seasons and episodes, and this was episode 2, season 1, which is all about how to reach $1 million US net worth before 35. And for the rest of this season, my plan is for you to predominantly understand side ventures and investing. Also, I want to mentor a chosen few of you on either how to construct a great career for yourselves or how to build a side venture, as I've done in the past. On top, I'll give you $100 US so that there's no excuse whatsoever to start your side venture and you can pay for the hosting cost and so on. Share the video and leave a comment in order to win. And lastly, if you enjoyed the video, if you want me to expand a bit more on certain areas, if you have questions, overstimulate the like button, leave a couple of comments below, share the video, and I'll be happy to talk to you whenever I find time for the next episode. Conquer.